Nobility. When Gautama Buddha attained enlightenment, he declared, "I alone am noble above heaven and below heaven." This means, I alone am noble in the whole universe. This was an expression of his discovery of his true self. Every being possesses such a noble essence. In Western terminology, it is the divinity in all of us. However, most of the time, our ego gets the best of us, and our nobility or divine quality is hidden deep down within us. Gautama discovered this nobility in himself, and he lived that nobility. All beings are pure and good. Good in an absolute, not relative sense. It is good not as compared to bad. Without comparing, beyond the sense of relativity, we all have the noble quality in us. To be aware of this nobility in us is an important thing. When I was a small boy, my grandfather used to say, "You belong to the Kobose family, and our family has been a noble family of long standing. If you do a shameful thing, it is a shame to the whole Kobose family. You should remember that. A boy of a good family does not do shameful things." Many young children were told such things, and our young minds were impressed. I am grateful for such teachings from my grandfather. To impress a young mind with such nobleness, whether nobleness of family or nobleness of a person, is very important. I sometimes hear parents telling their children, "You are bad," or "You are no good." This is a negative approach. It is the wrong kind of scolding for a child. It would be much better to make the child aware of the nobleness of himself or his family. If a boy misbehaves, he could be told that a son of a good family does not do such things. It makes a lot of difference psychologically if he has this thought of being a child of a noble family instead of having his smallness or evilness emphasized. In fact, the latter emphasis would actually contribute towards creating such negative qualities. We should always try to emphasize the nobleness of a person. This is particularly important at a young age, when the mind is so open and receptive. This kind of teaching sticks in the mind of a young child and can influence his whole life. Today in our midst, there is so much crime and degenerate behavior. When I read about such things in the newspaper, I always think about the quality of nobleness and how it is lacking in our society. Most people have noble thoughts and feelings, but their egos get the better of them and they do not behave accordingly. A person may know it is wrong to steal or do a bad thing, but momentarily he forgets his nobility and he does the wrong thing. It is important to educate ourselves, to become aware that we have this nobility in us. All other persons and things also have this nobility. What we lack in our culture today is the awareness of nobility in others. There does not seem to be any emphasis on such education in our society. It is lacking in our child training and in our social institutions. This is why families and our nation are in turmoil. Awareness of the quality of nobleness in all beings is very important. It leads to a sense of oneness, to feelings of respect and humility. When Gautama Buddha declared, "I alone am noble in the whole world," this did not mean that he alone was noble. "I alone" means that each individual from his own perspective is the most noble. Buddha's declaration of his nobility is the declaration of every being. Everyone should have this thought of nobleness of himself or herself. When one is aware of the nobleness in oneself, one cannot help but be noble. He cannot do wrong things. This is the foundation and basis of Buddhist teachings. This is religion in the Buddhist sense.